Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him at first time. So ZZ Top bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chip Bell. He's the co-author of Managers as Mentors. I forgot to mention, Chip, thanks again for hanging out with us. I forgot to mention that this is the third edition of this book.
The first two editions I did by myself. Right. I had the opportunity this time to include Marshall Goldsmith, who, as you know, is a renowned best-selling author, and so he's been fun to work with.
Good. Well, I'm glad you, folks, so it's a new and expanded, updated version.
Oh, yeah.
Managers as Mentors, Building Partnerships for Learning, available wherever books are sold. You can find out more about it at any of the online stores, as well as chipbell.com. Chip, we've been talking about mentoring as a cultural way of life in your organization.
Yeah.
And one of the things I want to talk about in this segment is how mentoring is done. How you recommend that we do it at this point in time with all of the different generations.
Right.
One of the things that I've seen that I believe, and you can correct me if you disagree with me, we've never had as many different generations in the marketplace, and we've never had it where the generations were as different.
Exactly.
So how does mentoring work with that?
Well, I think it says to us that we need to tailor the way we approach people when there is such a diversity of ages, because we all have learned how different Gen Xers, millennials, how they look at the world differently, and their whole pace of work and how that's different. And so I think it's recognizing that there's certain things that make mentoring work, but it needs to be, and that we need to make sure we honor all the time, but its application needs to be unique to that generation so you can have the greatest influence.
All right, so this is where I think the debate needs to be had right here at this point, because I agree with you that we have to deal with the subjects in front of us as mentors, you and I being older guys and having been around the block a few times.
Yes.
But at the same time, is it part of mentoring, stepping up their game, bringing them into and so my point is, I don't think we need to continue to treat them as entitled. Like maybe they were raised to be entitled. I think isn't part of mentoring toughening them up a little bit?
Absolutely, and that's why I say there are certain standards that have to go with mentoring, regardless of the age, that we need to honor, we need to respect, and while we want to tailor it so we can influence that at different age, there are certain things that have to go with mentoring in order for it to work. And for example, there has to be a quality communication. You can't do drive-by mentoring where we just sort of text each other, and that's the way we mentor. That's not going to be effective in creating quality growth.
Now, that's an area that they would probably like, but you and I know is not the right way to do it. So we would have to sort of break them from that or encourage them not to do that sort of thing.
Exactly. And help them see there are other ways to communicate other than just sending me a text. That's not going to be... That's called what I call drive-by mentoring, and it's not going to have the quality impact on learning.
Now, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time is that when you and I came up, we didn't have much in our heads. We had some education and a lot of energy, but we didn't really know much. And our mentors taught us the content and the context at the same time.
Right.
The Gen Y folk kids, who are really great people and smart kids.
Yeah.
They have more content than their head can hold, and they sometimes they get the illusion that content is enough. They don't need any context,
and I think
that's where the mentors come in.
I agree, and because at the end of the day, it's how you use, how you apply, how you put into practice what you know, and it's not just a storehouse of knowledge, because they sort of come to us with a lot of knowledge, and again, the fact that they've grown up with Wikipedia in their head, so to speak, makes them the storehouse of knowledge, but it comes in its use, its application.
And I will tell you, mentoring Gen Y takes more patience because they're a little slower to say, yes, sir, whatever you say, sir, than I was and that you were.
Right. Oh, we grew up that anytime there was someone in our life who was older, more knowledgeable, more experienced,
right,
they earned respect.
Right.
That's not the case today, particularly among the Gen Ys.
And so it's going to take more patience.
Right.
But I will tell you that I have some experience in this chip that even though it does take more patience and initially it can be a little troublesome.
Oh, it is.
It's worth it. Once you take the time to mentor, especially the Gen Ys, it's
right.
worth it.
Oh yes, oh yes, and again, it's the patience that we need to have to help that individual realize
right.
that there are some things that we can provide because we come from a different space of,
right.
of knowledge and understanding.
Right.
There's a wonderful book by a friend of mine, Eric Chester, all about employing Generation Y,
right.
And he refers to them as WHY, not just the letter.
That's a very good point. Hey,
oh,
Chip,
yeah.
Give us the website again, please.
It's chipbell.com. Can
right.
tell you all about the book.
All right, the book is called
Managers as Mentors,
Building Partnerships for Learning. Hey, Chip, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. I would love to. Thanks.
Always
a pleasure.
Always fun to have you on the show. Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that book. It's the third edition. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.